I was around three giants today. To me, these guys are amazing. To me, these guys are in the field that I'm in. These guys are like the top top performers. Like, they've worked for me in the past at some point. So I know them, and I was around them today. You know, it was years since we've done any business or any real conversation like that. We all had a meeting today to see if we can come up with the new team or something, you know, work together. So they gave me the opportunity to work with them, to be in charge of closing a big deal. So they called me, since we had talked in the past, and they said, you know, there's an opportunity. We'd like you to take the lead on it and, you know, let us participate in the job if you get it. So I said, yeah, let's do it. And today, you know, with these guys that are so, like, I mean, I think they're better than me. Each one of those guys are, like, faster than me and smarter than me. These guys are, like, you know, in the back of my mind, they're up there in the food chain in our field. I placed these guys in two places. You know, like, they helped me out temporarily. And one of them is running a company. Is making... it was a small company. And now that small company, you know, they do big jobs like custom in Beverly Hills and Malibu and stuff like that. One guy makes $17 million for his boss a year. The other one makes $24 million a year for his boss. They work in different places. I set those guys there because I was working in those two different places at some point. And then I left, you know, because, you know, I'm constantly moving and doing stuff. But I left them connected there. And these guys, like, you know, you plant a seed and all of a sudden you turn around and it becomes a forest. This is the caliber of guys that I'm talking about. You know, like, top performers, like, in the millions of dollars of business. And these guys are just machines, right? So when I get there, they greet me with respect. They talk to me, you know, good. And to me, these guys are giants. These guys are giants because it's like, man, these guys are dealing with, like, $27 million a year, $17 million a year. And I mean these guys are moving stuff, and these are guys that I know from a long time ago, you know? So I know their history, I know their career. So it's flattering to be around those guys. And, you know, we were having conversations and laughing, and we're talking about stories of this and that. Excuse me. And it was very humbling, because, you know, one of them, they call him the wolf. They call him the wolf. You know, for years people call him like that. And they started joking around. They're like, okay, he's like, I'm the wolf. And he goes, and my brother, he's a golden wolf. He goes, and the other dude is a diamond wolf. And he goes, and you're the ultimate alpha wolf. And to hear how these guys talk to me, like, they're like, I'm their hero, like, I am, like, you know, like, I'm somebody big when I see them as, like, giants, you know. And they're somebody else that's in my circle is a guy that's been in the field for, like, over 30 years. Excuse me. And this guy's like Einstein to me. It's like a life Einstein, you know. So I pick his brain, and we've done business together. We've done work together. He works for me part-time. And, you know, it's a 12-year relationship, me and this other guy. This guy, to me, he's my hero. It's like, shit, I mean, I don't know anybody that's faster than this guy. So being around giants today And to see that they do what I say, that they're looking for my direction, that they look at me like an older brother, and some of these guys are older than me, but they look at me like I'm their lawyer, like I'm gonna say the right words. They're confiding in me. They're saying, "Why don't you here? Just, you know, that's the owner," and they introduce me and all that. And I just hear them like under their breath. One of them says, "All right, do your thing, man." The other one says, "All right, do your magic." And the other one said, "Andale, dale." You know, kind of like if you have your UFC champion that's going to back you up in a fight. That's how they see me. And it's very flattering. Very flattering to have a track record of life. That you have giants everywhere. That you've helped mold at some point, or that you've impacted at some point. Because to me, each one of those guys is better than me. As humans, as businessmen, as electricians. And, you know, I ask myself, it's like, why are they asking me? I mean, these guys, each one of these guys is moving millions of dollars. You know, so for all us four to be today in the same location, outside in public, and laughing and just joking around and all that, it's like so much energy, so much creativity. I mean, guys like us together, we can flip anything. We can do anything. And I look up to these guys, and I was flattered today for us four to be in the same place today. And I was definitely flattered on how they treat me, like if I was like a dear family member. I saw a post on Instagram when I was in my meeting, and a good friend, he's also an electrician, he's a dear special friend to me. He's a kid, but he's special. He's a special human being to me. His weirdness, his craziness, his multi-talent. I look at him and he's another giant to me. You know, I just stay quiet around him. You know, like I joke around with him. He jokes around with me. But, you know, when he's singing and when he's playing his guitar and does his magic, you know, I just shut the hell up because I just listen. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's just like out of this world, you know. And he told me some nice words recently, very deep words. And I guess a lot of people could see it in me, but at this point in my life, excuse me, it's hard for me to see it because I'm not focused in me. My focus is everywhere else. So I want to thank... Oh, then I got a phone call from North Carolina. An electrician girl. Good friend of mine. Dear friend of mine. We worked together in the past. And that was this week also for one of the podcasts. We talked and we were reviewing it and talking. And she was happy to talk to me. And she was telling me on how I've impacted her. And this is like... I don't even know, like 8 years ago we worked together, or maybe even more. Excuse me. And she reminds me of little things, and she tells me that I've impacted her and that she's opening up her business, and she gave me all these beautiful compliments. And you know, it's flattering because I, you know, the people that I've impacted, I've never done it to get something in return from them. I just want people to be okay. And I believe in people, and I listen to them, and I talk to them with the heart. So that was her. I don't know if I should say her name, because this is probably going to go on a podcast. But sure, I'll say it. Her name is Renisha. She's special to me too. So hello to Renisha in North Carolina. The other person that reached out to me, excuse me, about 2 weeks ago, he posted it on Instagram. A kid that I mentored also. This kid used to work in the mall, and I was introduced to him by a special person. She introduced him to me, and he starts working for me, and he has no experience in electrical, no experience in electrical at all. But I take him under my wing. I think he was with me for about 2 years. And the sad and funny thing is that it was during really difficult times in my business. You know, I remember it was like 2008 or 9 when stuff took a dump, you know, business. I remember his name is Ray Ray. Me and Ray Ray were working in Bellflower. We're working in Bellflower, and I had just lost everything. You know, that year I had lost all my cars, all my belongings, basically. And my family and I, we had moved to Lakewood. And it was just doing very bad season in my life, right? So the only thing that I had left over, at some point I had 6 cars at the same time, okay? But the only thing that I had left over from all that loss of 6 cars and business and everything was an old beat up van, brown van. And and you know, we have funny memories. I remember one time we had the ignition switch give up, you know. So I go, well, just clean the van, man, I'll fix it. So then, you know, he's cleaning the van, and I'm fixing the ignition switch, and I'm like, shoot, I'm not gonna have money right now to buy an ignition switch for the van. So I get an old light switch, and I connect it to where the ignition switch goes. So then eventually I told Ray, I said, all right, Ray, let's go. He goes, what about the part? I go, just get in. So he gets in. I turn on the car with the toggle switch, with the regular light switch from the house. And he looks at it, and I look at it, and it turns on, and we just start laughing. We couldn't stop laughing. You know, we just couldn't stop laughing. It was very funny. You know, so we had a lot of beautiful moments. Had a lot of man-to-man talk moments, you know. Talks with men. You know, like iron sharpeth iron, the Bible says. They're having these conversations with these people. And there's more people that I haven't even mentioned. I mean, I would have to write them down, but I'm not doing it as bragging rights. I'm doing it as, I don't know why all these people reached out to me now, this point in my life, because I didn't call them. It's like they sensed that something was not right with me, probably. And they reach out to me at a time where I do need them. You know, and I need them as friends. I need friends, you know. I need them in my life right now. And it's good to see that whatever seeds that you planted, the good ones at least, that they sprout and they do good. Well, this kid Ray Ray, he posted a comment on Instagram, and he said about, he said a shout out to my something like my badass mentor, the most underrated electrician out there, something like that. And he said, you know, you planted the seed and now I'm putting it down and all these things. Very, very flattering words, right? I wasn't expecting it. I mean, people don't know my life, so it's like when they're reaching out to me and they send pictures of gratitude and of them working on big things now, it's very impressive, very humbling, you know. It makes me, you know, makes my voice kind of, you know, weird and stuff. It's very flattering to all of you that have reached out. Thank you. I want to thank all of you, not only for your electrical help that you helped me with, but with allowing me to share life moments with you guys. I mean, I share a lot of these life moments with my with my kids. So if you know me, if you truly know me, I treat you like I treat my children, and I treat my children like I treat you. If you know me, you know that that's who I am. Whether it be a girl, whether it be a man, or old man, or a young guy, a guy with tattoos and long hair, nappy hair, I'll treat you the same. I will. You know, and I just want to thank everybody that that has reached out, all the giants in my life. And right now what I'm doing is I'm making a circle around me, a circle that's stronger than I am. So if you happen to be in my circle, know that I consider you as a giant in some area of life, or you've impacted me hard in some area of my life, and I'm just in the middle, and you guys are forming a circle around me because I need it right now. So I want to thank each and every one of you, and also my kids that I always think about. You guys, love you guys, and all you people that have reached out to me, know that all of you are my giants, and all of you are, you're there for a reason. And recently I met a new one, and this one impacted me because she was a girl. Well, she is a girl, and she's very strong, and I don't know, she's showing me how to be strong. I mean, not, she's not telling me be strong like me, no, but because of her life testimony, you know, it makes me look like a weak little kid. You know, when I thought I was strong, and then you hear this girl's testimony and how she got over all this crap, it's like, damn, this girl's putting me to shame. And she puts me in my place. You know, she tells me like to leave all this shit behind and just move on and move forward and be tough and respect yourself and have some pride and all this shit. This is like straight out in my face. And I respect her for that. I fucking respect her for that. Well, anyways, people, all of you are special. If you're in my circle, you know that I mentioned you in this podcast. And there's more, but at least these are the immediate ones that I'm dealing with right now. The immediate ones that have reached out to me. Excuse me. Because of life circumstances or whatever. We cross paths for a reason. And I want to thank all of you. And I want to thank all of you for being human with a very imperfect person. But, you know, I am imperfect. But I don't hide. You know, I don't put up a fake face. I don't have nobody to impress. You know, a person that already lost everything. His family and a bunch of other things. That guy has nothing to lose, but he has nothing to prove either. He doesn't care. You know, so I'm thankful for all of you. And you know that deep down, if you really know me, you know I have a sense of humor. And you know I'm very creative and I'm a prankster and all these things. But I want to get back to that part of life where the little things I enjoy. It's been a very long time since that. But anyways, I just got off my group. I wanted to chat here a little bit. I think this is a perfect segment. I think the segment is not going to have the same title as the other one. Excuse me. This one, I'll just call it something about giants. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But anyways, if you guys like the podcast, reach out to me. Let me know. I'm enjoying you guys' comments because you guys are calling me and sending me text messages and letting me know how you guys like it. And at this point in my life, like I say, I'm surrounding myself with very strong people because I'm not strong right now. I'm not. You know, I miss my children in my life and a bunch of other things. It's not like I wish they were. But I have good friends. I have good friends, and I have my son Alexis that talks to me. So that's good. It's good for me. Thank you. Don't forget to reach out to me. Invite me for coffee or something. And you take care now. See you soon.